Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
The Alex Jones Show. There is a war on for your mind.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful, and I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute, because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. A Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in. This is going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. But that story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all. It is an open conspiracy against you and your family. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this hard and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards that I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time. The only chance we've got of beating this scientific dictatorship, this creeping death that takes its time to incrementally enslave you, mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, the only way to defeat it is for the rank and file of this planet to realize that you have a choice to make on what your destiny is going to be. Once you face this information, once you've consciously admitted it to yourself, it will take over your life. It should take over your life. I mean, what else? What else could it do? We've got to get past the artificial stigma that the control corporate media has been putting out for decades ahead of their open of unveiling of planetary dictatorship. They all talk about how we need a police state to carry this out.
Canada and the United States are going to work in lockstep, display the seriousness of our commitment at both home and abroad.
Win, lose, or draw, you need to choose a side. The globalists have said in their white papers, in their own UN documents, that they want to create race-specific bioweapons and other systems to depopulate the planet. A lot of this, from my sources, is that they're preparing to release bioweapons, claim that they're naturally occurring, and then use that as the cover for civil emergency, societal control, crackdowns on free speech. Obama put the internet kill switch in 5 years ago, and when he got confronted by it by Congress, he said, well, it's in case the bird flu or SARS gets out. Just type that in. CDC says internet kill switch is in case bird flu or SARS breaks out, and they have to control panic and direct every website in the U.S. to one government announcement. And we looked at every angle and believe a bioweapon release could be the thing they'd release to bring in a world government to counter a global problem. And the U.N. has said that a global pandemic is the only thing that may save their world government.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share.
The answer to 1984.
hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course our high-quality Vitamin D3 Formula with calcium. Then we have the 1100% of your daily allowance Vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live August 9th, 2021 broadcast. I'm going to do my best to be here with you for the next 4 hours, and I've kind of reached that point again here starting the broadcast where I just don't have ways to impart to people just how incredibly serious this entire situation is for civilization. And the fact that the decision has been made to cut the resources off of the planet and have a long-controlled collapse into a new dark age that will kill at least 90% of the world population, that is the official plan. And so when you see Obama and the globalists partying at Martha's Vineyard, they're partying and celebrating the successful war and operations that they have been able to basically launch against humanity. And people like Obama are simply the front people of the more evil individuals that are in full control of that. And so I'm going to really, really, really do my best today to break all of that down for you. But the first thing I want to do is just let the listeners know that we're going to have a larger discussion here about what we're going to do about this, because we've been trained since the advent of the radio and the television to be spectators and to only sit back and watch things as they happen, like it's a movie or a radio drama. And it's that development in human society that all the behavioral psychologists agree is what turned people into the passive jellyfish that we are today. And so I'm not ready to do the show at this time. I had a lot of stuff happen right before the show, and then a train of other things that happened right as we began the show. Nobody's fault. So I'm going to air some special reports here. And then I'm going to really try to come back in a focused way with my headset working. And I'm going to try to do the show here. Again, thank you so much for joining us here today. Let's play clip 13. Let's cue that up. And let's get that ready here in a moment. We'll play that clip. And then we'll play one of these important John Bowne reports. And then we'll come back and we'll start the main broadcast on this Monday, August 9th show. Please stay with us.
It's time for us to resist. They can't arrest all of us. They can't keep all of your kids home from school. They can't keep every government building closed, although I've got a long list of ones they might keep closed or might ought to keep closed. We don't have to accept the mandates, lockdowns, and harmful policies of the petty tyrants and bureaucrats. We can simply say no, not again. Nancy Pelosi, You will not arrest or stop me or anyone on my staff from doing our jobs. We have either had COVID, had the vaccine, or been offered the vaccine. We will make our own health choices. We will not show you a passport. We will not wear a mask. We will not be forced into random screenings and testings so you can continue your drunk with power reign over the Capitol. President Biden, we will not accept your agency's mandates or your reported moves towards a lockdown. No one should follow the CDC's anti-science mask mandates. And if you want to shut down federal agencies again, some of which aren't even back to work yet, I will stop every bill coming through the Senate with an amendment to cut their funding if they don't come back to work in person. Local bureaucrats and union bosses, we will not allow you to do more harm to our children again this year. Children are not at any more risk from COVID than they are from the seasonal flu. Every adult who works in schools has either had the vaccine or had their chance to get vaccinated. There is no reason for mask mandates, part-time schools, or any lockdown measures. Children are falling behind in school and are being harmed physically and psychologically by the tactics that you have used to keep them from the classroom during the last year. We won't allow it again. If a school system attempts to keep children from full-time in-person school, I will hold up every bill with two amendments, one to defund them and another to allow parents the choice of where the money goes for their child's education. Do I sound fed up to you? That's because I am. I'm not a career politician. I practiced medicine for 33 years. I graduated from Duke Medical School. I've worked in emergency rooms. I've studied immunology and virology. And I ultimately chose to become an eye surgeon. I've been telling everyone for a year now that Dr. Fauci and other public health bureaucrats were not following the science, and I've been proven right time and time again. But I'm not the only one who's fed up. I can't go anywhere these days without people coming up and thanking me for standing up for them, whether I'm at work or at events in Kentucky, at airports, in restaurants, or in stores. People thank me for taking a stand. They thank me for standing up for actual science, for standing up for freedom, for standing against mandates, lockdowns, and bureaucratic power grabs. I think the tide is turning as more and more people are willing to stand up. I see stories from across the country of parents standing up to the unions and school boards. I see brave moms standing up and saying, my kids need to go back to school in person. I see members of Congress refusing to comply with petty tyrant Pelosi. We are at a moment of truth and a crossroads. Will we allow these people to use fear and propaganda to do further harm to our society, economy, and children? Or will we stand together and say, absolutely not, not this time, I choose freedom?
Well, that is very powerful and perfectly said. I'm going to have that video added to the live show feed article of the day so everybody can find it and share it. And look, good people like Dr. Paul and good people like yourselves, whoever race, color, and creed, are going to have to just realize just because you're a nice person does not mean Fauci and people are nice. I want to explain something. Do you understand that Fauci does experiments on living babies? I told you that it's come out. You understand that Fauci does experiments on puppies by implanting maggots in their bodies and letting the maggots eat them? I'm not making that up. That's real. You understand Fauci scalps living babies and puts their hair of minority babies, that's in the contract, they requested black babies, hair on rats. They sew it onto the backs of rats, and you're like, this doesn't sound real, because you're not a psychotic murderer like Jeffrey Dahmer grabbing teenagers off the street and injecting boat cleaner acid into their brains so you'd have a sex slave and then eating them. Everybody knows mad scientists are the highest card of evil. I declare war on Fauci, and I want him in prison, and I want him in prison now, FBI, and the rest of you people. Get up off your asses, equipment, and cowards. Holy hell, these people are annihilating our society. They cooked this whole thing up. We've got all the damn documents. Here's the reason I'm so upset. I've been studying all last night and all today, and I've got stuff so horrible here that you think implanting dogs with maggots to eat them is bad? That's nothing. I did more research on what they're doing with babies they keep alive, and it was worse than I thought. They're not just keeping babies alive for a week or two and they're harvesting their organs. It's worse. And I can't just sit here and talk about this like it's normal. I'm not going to get violent. I'm not going to. But I am. Listen, I am going to Fauci's house. I am going to Obama's house. And I am going to their houses to protest them and talk about who they are. I mean, I'm sick of this crap. We have to let the globalists know that we know who they are. And that the editor of the Atlantic magazine that says we all should be able to fly unless we take their deadly shots, we need to go protest his house. We need to get these people's faces, man. I mean, I am sick of their crap. They've declared war on us. And I'm not going to take it lying down. I don't know about you. I want them in prison. I want them arrested now, and I want Klaus Schwab, Fried Nuremberg, too, convicted, and then I want him to have his neck broken in public.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Everything we warned of is now here. And I say that with great horror. Not fear, but horror. Knowing what's going on. I have all the statistics, all the numbers, and they mirror what I'm personally experiencing, the reason I'm getting upset. I went on a business trip and then swung by Lake Tahoe for a few days to do some fishing. I'd never been to Lake Tahoe, and I heard it was an amazing place. It is an amazing place. And I was there, as you know, about a week and a half ago. And I had three people come up to me as we went to lunch at a casino one day. And I had three people there come up to me and say that they had known people that had died after taking the vaccine. And then I had some other folks when I was on the trip come up and say, yeah, they knew family that had been okay, but then went to the hospital, got put on a ventilator, and they wouldn't let them in, and the next thing they were dead. So then I'm like sitting there with Rob Dew and my security guy that goes everywhere with me, so I don't have to defend myself if I need to. He can do a better job. And we're on this boat with a captain and then a helper guy, eating sandwiches, literally drinking soda pop, and the guy's sitting there and he goes, yeah, you're Alex Jones, aren't you? I'm like, yeah. He goes, yeah, my cousin's 33. He's in Phoenix. He was in Phoenix. And totally healthy. Had a sore throat. Coughed up some green phlegm. He goes to the local clinic. And I went, and let me guess, they didn't do a test. They sent him to hospital. He goes, yeah, how do you know that? And I said, well, I can get where this is going. Because I hear so much of this. He starts looking at me weird. He goes, okay. And he goes, yeah, it was a city hospital. They tell him he has COVID. They tell him to sign a form. They inject him, put him under in a coma. This is what they do. How about a horror movie? And then 2 days later, he was dead, intubated. And the family's talking about wanting an autopsy and stuff like that, because obviously green phlegm is bacterial. It's not viral. But that's what they've done to most of the people they killed. So I have a nanny that's worked for us 6 years, and she just got back to town after a two-week vacation. In Michigan visiting her family, and I'm sitting there cooking eggs this morning in the kitchen for my daughter and I, my youngest daughter, and hash browns. And I don't know why I'm listing that, but I'm cooking hash browns and eggs and bacon. And I hadn't seen her in 2 weeks. She walks in, and I said, hey, Sarah, you really got to not ever take the vaccine. I know you're going to refuse it to be able to fly in the future, right? She goes, no way I'm taking it. You're absolutely right. My best friend's sister's husband is 34 years old in New York, and he just died. He took the second Pfizer shot and died basically of heart swelling in 2 days. And by the way, it was excruciatingly painful. The guy had like a two-day heart attack. That's a big, young, strong heart. He was in good shape. Dead. That's why I'm trying to fly. I just can't handle it anymore. I can't go fishing. I'm cooking eggs. They're murdering us. I can't go eat at the Hard Rock Cafe. Everybody comes over and says everybody's dying. My nanny, her best friend's sister's husband, dead. That ain't anecdotal. That happened. Oh, and it gets worse. Jess, I was going to be calm today. I pray. Be calm. She starts telling me the rest of the story. And she's not a big talker. She starts, yeah, it gets worse. The hospital said it was a vaccine reaction. Killed him? Microcarditis, or however you say it? Swelling of the heart? Well, that hurts like hell, let me tell you. When they put that on the death certificate, they got pressured to change it because they got told, you're not going to get your insurance money for the 2 days he was in the hospital dying if you don't take that off there, which I already knew when she said it was true. It's already in the news that when you die of the vaccine, you don't get your insurance. I mean, they've got every angle figured out here, ladies and gentlemen. Your husband goes in and has a heart attack in New York City when he's 30-something years old, goes in, fights for his life for 2 days, the heart swells up, incredibly painful death, I've been told. And then they're like, guess what? The $50, $50,000, whatever the damn bill is, your heart's so expensive, I don't know what the bill is, didn't say. Whatever the huge bill is, you're going to fit that sucker, because if it's a vaccine, it's got liability protection, and we don't cover that. Now, I got stacks of articles. I got the main German Pathologist Association, biggest medical union in Germany of doctors, saying that 30 to 40% of the people they see dying, period, have died, they believe, from the vaccine, and that it's eating up their bodies, including their hearts, brains, and livers, as well as lungs. That's major German newspapers. I spent an hour on this yesterday. I'm sitting here reading all of it, how they're murdering us, and then I can't go fishing, I can't go to a restaurant, and I'm not complaining, I'm just saying, I can't sit in my living room or in my kitchen and cook fried eggs over easy. And again, obviously, I'm warning everybody, I'm warning people at the gas station, the grocery store. I walk into the grocery store now, and I'm getting food, I'm like, please, check out the vaccines, they're causing heart attacks. I mean, I don't shut up anymore. But I can't even at 7:30 in the morning, at 8 o'clock in the morning, sit there and notice it. The good news is I'm on the right page. I'm like, hey, watch out. How was your flight back? You know, they're trying to make you take a vaccine. You better fight that. Well, you're not taking to take the shot, are you? Hell no, I'm not. You ought to hear this. But can you imagine the level of death that's going on when you can't talk to anybody, doesn't know somebody died? I can open the phones up right now for 3-4 hours. It'll be call after call. I'll say, call if you love vaccines, call if you hate vaccines, call if you're nebulous, call if you're neutral. It'll all be, my brother died, my sister, my son, they're in the hospital, they're dying. I mean, it's another freaking Fauci gets puppy dogs and implants maggots in them, and while they beg, and while maggots eat them, and they drain the blood off to, like, do something with the blood, and then they keep babies alive and all this, and then Obama's got like thousands of people in Martha's Vineyard. They're still partying day three, but then saying you shouldn't be able to have a Sturgis motorcycle rally. I mean, Fauci ran the operation at Wuhan. He runs it all with Bill Gates. Stop them. All you lawyers and cowards and you people in your fancy military uniforms and all of you. Because if you don't stop them, we are. By the way, that's not some bravado. It's not me acting powerful. It's me acting like a human saying we can't take much more of this. But that's where the rubber meets the road. That's where you split the diamond. That's where the real kettle of fish comes in. And I'll explain that because we don't want violence. The normal response is violence. The normal response is to say, we're going to go out and go out. No, no, we don't do that. But we let them know, we know you're a murderer. And when the time comes, through due process, when we take the system back, you are going to swing from the end of a rope after you've been convicted. So I know how to beat them. We can do it together, but we got to talk about it right now. We got to discuss it. And we got to understand, though, if they're able to get much more of their program in, then they're coming to your house, forcibly inoculating you. Then the assault's so offensive that the gloves are going to have to come off, aren't they? And that's okay. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex. Or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
When it lets off, then it's going to get us again. No, when it relaxes, like it just did for a few weeks, we got to then struggle out of it right then because the next lockdown's coming fast. Now, we're being assaulted. It's in the main literature. It's all coming out. I'm going to cover it next hour and take your calls. There's been a major debate, and listeners have asked me, and I've told you, I don't know. I will not lie to you consciously. I make mistakes sometimes. Maybe 5% of the time, and I correct it immediately because truth is the antidote to evil and lies. But I remember over 14, 15 months ago, some major medical firms came out around the world and said, we have sent off for a copy of the virus, the COVID, they won't give it to us. And normally they'll give you anything so you're able to test and know. These are major diagnostic testing labs in Europe, in India, in the U.S., in Australia, and places like that. We covered it. And they said, they're not giving us a virus. They're using a computer scan, not just PCR, but other fraudulent methods. PCR was part of it. to claim that it's there. And so Mike Adams, who's been 95% right like I have, I think about the same number, a year plus ago, said, well, then why are they locking everything down if it isn't a real thing? And what are these deaths? Well, I think other things were going on. And now we know there are more deaths than last year. Even statistically, they're claiming it's COVID, but it's the vaccinated. 95% in Israel in the hospital are dying, injected. Australia is 23% have been inoculated. 99% of those in the hospital are sick have been inoculated. So we know it's the vaccine. It's not, quote, creating the Delta variant, though science shows it is creating some mutations. But then Mike owns a diagnostic lab, and so he doesn't want to eat crow here. But he actually said, I have apologized to David Icke, and I want to come on and talk about this. I've been trying to get him on other subjects for a week. He's been too busy. But he is here about this. He's written a huge, lengthy treatise, Better Late Than Never, which helps me understand, because I wasn't sure. I just said, something's going on. It's a globalist takeover. They said they use the fear. Well, now he's got it all right here and an index of what's really happening. So to decode this, is there a virus or isn't there a virus? And then why would they have bioweapon labs? And then, well, what is the chimeric thing they've created? And I think I've got the answer. But here to dissect this is naturalnews.com head honcho and a good friend of mine, Mike Adams. Mike, tell us what you know.
All right. Thank you, Alex. And yes, there is a cocktail of viruses. In fact, Dr. David Martin talked about the patents on some of these viruses owned by the CDC going back 20 years, 21 years. They've been working on various coronaviruses. But what we're dealing with today, it is not a novel COVID-19 isolated virus. It is a renamed cocktail of other coronaviruses, some of which Dr. Judy Mikovits explains are monkey viruses that have been injected in flu shots and then flag as positive on the fraudulent PCR test. So I want to say, Alex, and thank you for that introduction, I was very reluctant to believe the depth of the scam, that all the PCR scientists could be covering this up, you know, that all the doctors could be involved in faking the deaths in the hospital. I was very resistant to that. I mean, I'm a scientist. I'm a published scientist, a patent holder. I own a lab. And I thought, surely they have isolated this virus. Surely they have sequenced it. And that's when I thought David Icke was you know, off the reservation. Turns out he was right about all of those points. And other people have been right about it. John Rappaport, for example, and others, Dr. Thomas Cowan, Dr. Andrew Kaufman. They were absolutely correct. And so as a lab owner, I went out and tried to find a certified reference material, CRM, of an isolated COVID-19 virus nanoparticle, either in solution or in dry powder form, that had a known quantitation and that had been isolated from sick people. Alex, from what I can tell, I've been searching for it for weeks. It does not exist. It does not exist. There is no isolated COVID-19 virus, and all they're flagging in the PCR tests are other viral fragments, other genetic material from...
And by the way, this is conclusive because you are a scientist. You went through and got better than anybody else, better than ever, I say, done the best job of screenshotting it all, showing the admissions from their own documents that they're not isolating a virus. They're claiming an electronic digital signature, which, again, is completely inauthentic.
Well, that's right. And what's key to understand here is when you run a lab and you run instruments, which I've done for many, many years, you know, thousands of hours, you have to have a physical standard of the material that you're testing against in order to calibrate your instruments. You know, if I'm testing for glyphosate, I have to have glyphosate so that I can test it. I can validate the method that I'm creating or using, and I can have a calibration curve for glyphosate. When it comes to PCR, they aren't using any physical standards because they don't exist. They're downloading digital libraries, and then they're basically amplifying what's called background instrument noise, which is just to crank up the amplification to where almost anything can be flagged as positive. This is the cycle thresholds, the cycles of the PCR equipment. And, Alex, the thing, I mean, I listened to your introduction, and I'm with you on this. This is the mass murdering of humanity, and what's shocking to me, and this is why I was so reluctant to believe this, is that most of mainstream science is in on it. They are complicit. The doctors are complicit. The lab analysts are complicit. The CDC authorities are complicit. This is mass murder. This is a vaccine holocaust of biological weapons. And the scientific community has thrown out any standards, no morality, no ethics, Nothing. They've thrown out the institution of science. Science is dead from this day forward because of what they have done to this. They have killed science and they've killed medicine. That's where we are. That's what we now realize.
Absolutely. That's what freaks me out is that you've got all these real scientists and doctors and accredited, all the top people are saying what you're saying, and then you've got the big corporate leaders saying a totally different thing. So it's a paradox.
Well, they're going for broke because they know if they succeed, they're going to kill off billions of human beings. They're going to depopulate the planet, and they won't have to answer for it because dead people don't protest. Dead people don't sue the vaccine companies. They're going for broke. It's all or nothing at this point. They don't care if they destroy the whatever remaining shred of credibility the vaccine industry has. They're willing to do it all. And Alex, what's shocking to me is how many people are willing to go along with this. Where are the whistleblowers in the science labs? Where are the whistleblowers in the hospitals? Instead, they're taking money from the CDC to push out scripted tweets to say, oh, it's full of COVID.
But Mike, that's the thing. They got us programmed to phones and TVs. You know, in the last 60, 70 years, sitting around the TV, then the phone. And so people are used to taking directives like, I'm going to the store. I'm going to the movies. This phone tells me where there's food. So the medical profession gets a computer code. They believe it. You see what I mean? They're in a trance. We're going to wake them up. I don't think as many as you think are in on it. They're just following the script.
Well, I know that most doctors work for large corporate entities that run the hospitals. And a lot of young doctors have, 12 years of student debt, and if they say the wrong thing one time, they're kicked out of the system and then they're bankrupt. So they're going along with the system. Unfortunately, we don't have decentralization of medicine anymore. It's all been centralized, also under Obamacare. And now you have fake President Biden claiming that he wants to withhold federal money from hospitals and healthcare institutions if they don't achieve mass vaccination goals. I mean,
of an experimental shot. I mean, yes. this is their big move, my friend.
This is medical terrorism against the people of the world. These are assaults on humanity, and almost everyone is willing to go along with it, including the journo terrorists. But if you get down to real science, Christine Massey was doing FOIA requests with the CDC, asking, "Do you have any samples of COVID that have been isolated and extracted and purified from sick patients?" And Health and Human Services responded to that and said, no, we don't have. There's no documents on that. We have no records of that ever happening. They don't have it. It is a total fraud, but the spike protein is real. That's what they built in the bioweapons factories, Alex. They built the spike protein so that it could target human tissue, so they could put it in the vaccines and mass murder humanity. That's what's real, and that's how they're perpetuating this now through the vaccines.
All right, stay there.
Plague.
Mike Adams, NaturalNews.com. I want to come back and ask from his deep research, how can people that are getting shed on, they now confirm it's shedding and getting people that didn't take the shot sick, how do folks that have taken the shot or those that are being shed on, is there anything to counter this? We'll talk about it straight ahead.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Mike Adams will be hosting 2 hours of the broadcast on Thursday because I'm going to be on the ground live in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the big cyber election fraud symposium. I'll be there for day two and day three on Wednesday and Thursday of that event. And I'll be popping into the show with Owen Schroyer and Mike Adams as well, but Mike, naturalnews.com, is going to be there. There's something I need to say at the start of the next hour that's not about saying how powerful InfoWars is. It's the opposite. It's very dangerous in a war like this to be in the zeitgeist, but they got all my phones tapped. They already know this. It's not Putin, but foreign leaders call up and say, you're really the thought leader. We appreciate you, whether it could be from Asia to Eastern Europe. All the big talk show hosts you see that are super awake right now, I talk to all the time. The enemy already knows that, and we confer and have notes and everything. And it's not that they follow what I say. They've now woken up that I'm right, and now they're as smart as I am. They're off and running. And it's a debate, too. Like, well, is this right or is this right? You know, we're figuring it out. The thing is, we're not trying to lie to you. So I can tell you, you could not support a more important place than InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com and the books and the films and the T-shirts and all of it, or NaturalNews.com. Mike Adams does invaluable work out there as well. And I've got to tell you, we need to be in a position in the future, and I'm not going to give out to the enemy what we're doing, because a lot of this has not even been talked about on the telephone. It's all legal. It's all lawful. But we've got things ready to pop up during the shutdown that we intend to probably only run for a week or less. And we know that once the internet kill switch goes in, and once the real martial law happens, if we can't back it off and stop it, then transmissions will be more valuable than ever. So you'll think, well, what is one transmission getting out do? Well, in a shutdown level like that, it's everything. So we've studied how they operate. We've got backup plans. It's gotten my hair gray. And believe me, I worked all weekend, 12, 14 hours a day on this. We are not going to fight this thing to lose it. We're fighting this to win it. And as everything we said comes true, our credibility, your credibility, everyone around you is going to rise. So tell everybody, see, I told you, I'm not trying to grandstand. I want us to get out of this together. Listen to me and be a leader. Mike, I want to get back into the huge power grab we're witnessing, the forced inoculation, the digital IDs, even Rand Paul saying this is war against humanity by power-hungry monsters. The new stimulus bill puts cameras in your car that watch you at all times and arrest you if you criticize the CDC. I mean, everything we said is here. What is that paradox like of the incredible credibility we've got while we're being censored, and how do we use that and get others to use that while we're still relatively free? I mean, we think of censorship as being really bad right now. I don't think people understand the level of technology they've got for internet kill switch.
Well, I think it shows the desperation of the controllers because they're being exposed each and every day. I mean, look at what Senator Rand Paul just said last week, I think on Friday, that humanity essentially needs to peacefully rise up and resist this. They can't throw us all in jail. You know, I think Senator Paul, although he hasn't stated this openly, I think he realizes exactly what we're saying, which is that this is a war of extermination against humanity with the sub-goal of destroying the sovereign United States of America and allowing UN occupation then to accelerate the extermination of the American people. I believe that Senator Paul knows that, although he could never say that. But because of him and Congressman Mark Green and many others who are waking up, the desperation is pushing the acceleration of the globalists, who now know they have to go for broke. Because if this all unravels and it blows up in their face, they're going to prison for crimes against humanity. That's where this ends. So we are now in a race against time where they are racing to mass murder billions of people. And we, humanity, we are racing to expose the criminals before they kill us all. I mean, can you think of a more epic, more biblical face-off in the history of human civilization? But that's what this is.
It's the most epic face-off ever. And then the backdrop of Obama, I looked at the videos. It's more than 700. It's thousands out there. None of them are vaccinated. None of them are wearing masks, which they shouldn't. But then saying Sturgis should be shut down, but Obama can have his party. It's just, and then CNN had a reporter on that said, well, they're sophisticated, so they're allowed to. So they're now back to Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake. Let the starving masses eat cake while they party. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's frightening.
Well, yeah, and I want to say this is the extension, and you've covered this, about the abortion organ harvesting horrors that really came out last week that confirmed much of what you have been reporting for years. I want to understand, I want the listeners to understand that is a microcosm of what they're planning to do to everyone, that your body is nothing but a vessel for their harvesting of profits. And remember that not only are they going to take your biology and kill you with this biological weapon that they developed, but they're also planning a global financial reset to take any asset, any denomination of value that you may have earned, you know, with your sweat and tears year after year, toiling away to save a little bit of money. They're going to take that too, because the fiat currency collapse is being timed as with COVID as the cover story, so they can loot and steal everything from everybody. So they're going to, just like what they do to babies, they're going to kill you. They're going to destroy your organs. They're going to do it for profit. They're going to take everything from you. And they respect absolutely no human rights. And yes, Satanism is behind the entire thing. That Obama party was a celebration of Lucifer. That's what that was.
In fact, I've watched a bunch of the footage that leaked out that Obama wanted deleted. I mean, it's like women doing weird snake dances, sticking their tongues out, and then, you know, they're all worshiping Obama. And meanwhile, they're murdering Africa. That's one of their main targets. And you've got this weird event with Stephen Colbert and you know, all these Hollywood stars, but then there were some black people actually there. Do they realize this is all a sick joke?
Well, remember that black Americans, only about 1 out of 4 have agreed to take even a single vaccine shot at this point. 3 out of 4 black Americans, and that's more than any other ethnic group in the country, are rejecting the vaccine. Why is that? And I think the answer is because black Americans are wise to what's going on.
I was about to say, that tells me black people aren't as dumb as the globals think they are, because they've got a history of being injected with crap with an experimental shot. Absolutely. So it looks like they're not listening to Run DMC, which you wrote an article about at Natural News. This is real racism, then, to say, if you can't fly, you can't live, you can't go anywhere, and the majority of it is black people.
Well, yeah, the CDC is trying to pay off black influencers like Hank Aaron, the baseball legend, and they're killing them. You know, I believe Hank Aaron died from the vaccine. DMX, the rapper, died from the vaccine, I believe. It's very clear, a heart attack induced by the vaccine. And frankly, black Americans, I believe, have a lot of street smarts, a lot of wisdom that is multi-generational wisdom about how they've been hunted down and exterminated through the abortion industry and the cancer industry, now the vaccine industry. And think about it, Alex, the vaccine passports. What are that? What is that? That's the reintroduction of segregation, where you're not allowed to ride the bus. You're not allowed to eat at the cafe because of who you are. It's like they're putting a sign in the window and saying, your people are not welcomed here. And you ask, what do you mean, you people? What are you talking about? Yeah, it's the unvaccinated, which is, and black Americans are the largest unvaccinated group. This is blatant racism, segregation, and race-based extermination attempts in the United States. If anybody should be angry about this, it should be black Americans, and I know many of them are. But why are these white liberals just raising their hand and say, inject me, inject me, inject me. I love authority. I love vaccine suicide. That's who's signing up and saying, kill me. It's incredible.
Well, Mike, you're going to be hosting for 2 hours on Thursday, but I can't wait to ask these questions. So do 5 more minutes with us. I know you got to go, and then I'm going to open the phones up and cover all the news. But just getting started right here, what do you make of the main German doctors union coming out and saying 30 to 40% of the dead that we do autopsies on, we believe the vaccine killed them? That's in major German papers. I mean, the wheels are coming off this thing.
They won't be able to cover it up forever because of the physical evidence from the autopsies, from the deaths. And you know people who've been killed by the vaccine. I do, too. I know there are people in my company whose parents are dead because of the vaccine. I mean, I know firsthand people who are dead from this, and I think most of your listeners have a similar experience. They know someone who's died from it. They can't cover it up forever, hence the acceleration, the rush to mass inject and mass murder as many people as possible before the truth comes out. So, yeah, I'm going to cover more of this Thursday on your show with O. Schroyer. I think I'm hosting the third and fourth hour that day, and we'll cover a lot of detail at that time.
All right, we have 5 more minutes, because I've asked a lot of questions. But I want to know what else is on Mike Adams' radar. We come back in 2 minutes, naturalnews.com. Invaluable article he wrote, bombshell, HHS documents admit CDC has never isolated any COVID-19 virus, all PCR tests, nothing but instrument noise, which the inventor said years ago, and then he mysteriously died, sort of COVID. And then now the FDA did come out and say it's a fraudulent test. The whole thing based on a lie. Now they've got new computer tests that are basically the same thing, doing the same fraud. I'm having the whole article posted at InfoWars.com. I hope you share it. It's very well done. All right, hour number two. Straight ahead with myself, Mike Adams, one more segment. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, tomorrow's news today. And when you're on NewsWars.com or Bandai Video, remember, share all those articles. That's how we reach new people. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
It's hard to...